Now to a scathing report about the inadequate spending by all levels of government on our transport, energy, water and communications services. Infrastructure Australia, the body auditing our nation's public infrastructure, says governments need to spend hundreds of billions of dollars more now to secure Australian living standards. And it's highlighted that infrastructure is particularly stretched in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. In Brisbane, Rachel Mealy has been looking at the challenges facing southeast Queensland.
Queensland has bananas and sugarcane crops lining the highways, and these days, the traffic to match. Brisbane now has congested streets to rival our southern cousins. This morning, these Brisbane residents proposed some answers.
They could reduce the price of public transport for a start, plus probably put more buses on as well.
The public transport system could be beneficial if it was to run more efficiently.
Far less street parking in the city. There should be like disability parking for people who need it, but the less cars in the city, the better.
All private cars should be banned from the inner city.
Peter Colaccino is the Executive Director of Policy and Research at Infrastructure Australia. He told ABC Brisbane major infrastructure projects planned for Brisbane, such as the Cross River Rail and the Brisbane Metro, have been taken into account, but the forecast for congestion over the next decade points to a $6 billion cost for the region.
Congestion's certainly growing, and as I say, it's likely to grow more rapidly if investment and reform doesn't continue. So we do need to see, as I've mentioned, governments, but also industry and the community, think about the type of city that they want to see in the future, or for that matter, the type of region in southeast Queensland.
The Infrastructure Australia report says recent investment in transport infrastructure in Australian cities is largely about playing catch-up rather than providing additional capacity that will support the future growth of our cities. Peter Colaccino says fixing infrastructure is a discussion for all levels of government.
Well, we hope all governments, so not only the state government, but also local governments and, of course, the federal government, engage in this process. It's a discussion around our future infrastructure needs. The idea that a city is ever built and finished is false. Investment will need to continue into the future as population grows, as our expectations as a community change, as we respond to environmental and sustainability pressures. So it really is a discussion that's relevant for all governments and for industry and the community.
Infrastructure Australia says the federal government's $100 billion investment isn't enough to keep pace with growing populations and changing demand. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says he's committed to congestion-busting projects around the country.
Well, we've got a $100 billion 10-year program. We've lifted the average annual spend from $6.5 billion under Labor to $10 billion under our government. So we've had a 50% increase and more in what we are investing as a government in infrastructure, and we've put in place the population management practices and frameworks to support that. So that's what's required, that's what we're doing, that's what we'll keep doing.
Graham Curry is the founder and director of the Public Transport Research Group at Monash University. He says Australia has built too many roads.
We are turning into megacities. Melbourne and Sydney will both be the size of London within 30 years. And all we've done really is mainly invest in car traffic and freeways. And this is not a sensible solution for megacities. We need more public transport.
Professor Curry says about one third of Australians don't have access to any form of public transport, while vehicle occupancy rates are falling.
We can turn it around very quickly, maybe a 5 to 10 year time frame. We shouldn't be building any more urban freeways, in my opinion. I think these are very clearly shown from the evidence in London and elsewhere. Very few cities around the world are building new freeways. They realise that they should be investing in more efficiency, mass transit systems. We have some of these new ones coming online, but just not enough of them.
That's Professor Graham Curry from Monash University. Rachel Mealy, our reporter.